Get ready for the latter rain, September 30th. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. The Spirit of God is a convincing power. When this is breathed upon the church, there will be a decided change in their spiritual efficiency. The Lord God is ready to give, but many do not realize their necessity of receiving. They are weak, when they might be strong, powerless, when they might be powerful through receiving the efficiency of the Holy Spirit. From those who see the light and truth, the message must go forth with a power that they do not have, and do not feel it essential that they should have. When they do take hold upon the Mighty One by living faith, when the truth is to them a living reality, then they will see a work done that at the present they do not dream of. There is a sleepy indifference upon the people who are right upon the borders of the eternal world. They have missionary work to do, decided testimonies to bear. The trumpet is to give a certain sound in warnings, in reproofs, in entreaties. All should put forth earnest labor in seeking to save perishing souls. What means this deadness? What means this spirit of being self-centered? Time is passing. The end is near. Whom are you trying to save from the pit of destruction? Oh, that God would breathe in these worldly-minded souls, oh, that they might feel to the very depths of their being that they must watch unto prayer, that they have entrusted talents to be used now, just now, whenever God calls for their gifts to advance His work in our world. Do they hear the voice of God saying, "Ye are the light of the world"? Imaginations and dreams and a knowledge of the truth are not enough. Every believer is to kindle his taper from the divine altar. All are to shine, because the light of the truth has come upon them, and they cannot help shining amid the moral darkness of the world. There are souls to be revived, many to receive the joy of salvation into their own souls. They have erred, they have not been building a right character, but God has joy to restore to them, even the joy of His anointed. This will give efficiency and happiness and sanctified assurance a living testimony. Tell the poor desponding ones who have gone astray from straight paths, that they need not despair. There is healing, cleansing for every soul who will come to Christ. There is a balm in Gilead, there is a physician there, to A.T. Robinson, a pioneer missionary and organizer in South Africa.